The following is a Sunday feast lecture on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter number 9, text number 18, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on May 1st, 2016, in Pune, India.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Svamatu Svina Gatraya Visrasta Kavara Shraja Drishva Parishramam Krishna Kripaya Asit Sva Bandhane Svamatu Svinagatraya
Svamatu Svinagatraya
Visrasta Kabarashraja
Visrasta Kabarashraja
Drishva Parishramam Krishna
Drishva Parishramam Krishna
Kripaya Svitsvabandhane Samatu Svinagatraya
Samatu Svinagatraya
Visrasta Kabarashraja Drishva Parishramam Krishna
Drishva Parishramam Krishna
Kripaya Svitsvabandhane Svamatu of his own mother, Krishna's mother, Jashoda Devi, Svinna Gatraya. So I'll not try to say the English, you can say the Hindi. I'll have them repeat the English and then we'll do the Hindi. When Krishna saw his mother perspiring all over because of unnecessary labor, this rasta we're falling down, repeat the English, we're falling down, now the Hindi, and repeat the Hindi, you'll get it, we'll get it down here, kabara, from her hair, now Hindi, now you got it, okay, good. Svaja,
of whom the flowers,
Drishva, by seeing the condition of his mother. Parishramam, he could understand that she was now overworked and feeling fatigued. He could understand that she was now overworked and feeling fatigued. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Kripaya, by his causeless mercy upon his devotee
and mother.
Agreed. Asvabandhane, in binding him. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. I'll read the whole thing in English and then you do the whole thing in Hindi. After that, we'll go line by line. Because of Mother Jasoda's hard labor, her whole body became covered with perspiration and the flowers and comb were falling from her hair. When child Krishna saw his mother thus fatigued, he became merciful to her and agreed to be bound. Purport. When Mother Jasoda and the other ladies finally saw that Krishna, although decorated with many bangles and other jeweled ornaments, cannot be bound with all the ropes available in the house, they decided that Krishna was so fortunate that he cannot be bound by any material condition. Thus, they gave up the idea of binding him, but in competition between Krishna and his devotee, Krishna sometimes agrees to be defeated. Thus, Krishna's internal energy, Yoga Maya, was brought to work, and Krishna agreed to be bound by Mother Jasoda.
माता यशोदा द्वारा कठिन परिश्रम किए जाने से उनका सारा शरीर पसीने से लथपथ हो गया और उनके केशों में लगी कंघी और भूखे हुए फूल गिरे जा रहे थे। जब बालक कृष्ण ने अपनी माता को इतना धोखा हारा देखा तो वे दया कर हो गए और अपने को बंधाने के लिए राजी हो गए। जब अंत में माता यशोदा तथा अन्य स्त्रियों ने देखा कि अनेक कंगनों तथा रत्नजटित आभूषणों से सज्जित कृष्ण को घर भर की रस्सियों से भी नहीं बांधा जा सका तो उन्होंने निर्णय लिया कि कृष्ण इतना भाग्यशाली है कि उसे किसी भौतिक वस्तु से बांधा नहीं जा सकता। अतएव उन्होंने उन्हें बांधने का विचार त्याग दिया। किंतु कभी कभी कृष्ण अपने भक्तों से प्रतियोगिता करते हुए हारने के लिए राजी हो जाते थे। इस तरह कृष्ण की अंतरंग शक्ति योग माया काम कर गई और कृष्ण ने माता यशोदा के हाथों से बांधा जाना स्वीकार कर लिया।
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Dada Kamala Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sangrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanditamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. So, Krishna is God. That he is God means Bhagavan. He possesses all strength. There is no one more powerful than God. So how is it that some simple woman could overpower God? She could bind up God. Krishna? Yeah. I'll break it up. Sorry.
Krishna Purna Purushottam Bhagavan hai. Wo guna samarthshali samarthshali hai aur unke kaafi sare aishwarya hai. To kaise bada sambhav hai ek samanya stri unko baandh sakti hai.
Krishna is ajita.
Krishna ajita hai.
He is unconquerable.
Unko jeeta nahi ja sakta.
But he is conquered by his devotee's love. The ajita becomes jita. So, how can you conquer God? Can you bribe him? No. There is only one way to conquer God, and that is by love. You have to develop love for God. The difficulty is, many people approach God, and the Hindus approach God, the Muslims, the Sikhs, the Jains, the Christians, everyone is approaching God. But are they approaching out of love? Nahi. My one Hindi word. I have a very big Hindi vocabulary. They are approaching because they want material desires fulfilled. So they may get their material desire, or they may not get. But one thing is absolutely guaranteed: they will not get God. Even if they get their material desires fulfilled, what is the use of such a thing? Whatever material thing you have, it is all taken away by time. Actually, time is Krishna. Krishna says, I am all devouring time. This whole universe, it's going to be swallowed up in a minute. Your India, your planet Earth, and the whole thing will be finished in 1 minute. Mahavishnu is getting ready to inhale. This whole universe will be finished within a second of the time of Mahavishnu. So why are you trying to enjoy this world? Is it? This is like that ship, the Titanic, you know. There was a dance going on in the ballroom. And someone is thinking, they said there was a warning to go to the lifeboats, but think, well, better to enjoy one more dance in the ballroom. So this material world is Titanic. It is a sinking ship. So don't try to enjoy this material world. If you try to enjoy this material world, you are doing nothing but cheating yourself. Do you think it is a very good idea to try to cheat yourself? Do you like to be cheated? Then why are you cheating yourself? Why are you trying to enjoy this material world? This is the challenge of the acharyas to us, fallen souls. We are trying to enjoy in the place where there is no enjoyment. There is no pleasure to be had except in the holy names of Krishna. Thus declares Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So we have to learn how to find the actual happiness by reviving our feelings of love for that amazing person, Krishna, who has agreed to become bound by Mother Yashoda. We offer our obeisances to that Krishna. We offer our obeisances to that Mother Yashoda. And we offer our obeisances to the rope also. that she used to bind Krishna. Do you know that rope is also a great Vaishnava? So in this way, we learn how to awaken feelings of love for Krishna. Do you think it is something artificial? It is not artificial. By your very nature, you are a pure devotee of God. Simply you have forgotten it. Having been caught up in karma chakra for so many millions and billions of lifetimes, you have forgotten who you actually are. So when you come in contact with a bona fide spiritual master, the spiritual master plants the seed of remembrance in your heart. Through the medium of transcendental sound vibration. Therefore, we want to inundate our hearts with the transcendental words coming from the lotus mouth of the spiritual master. Because that pulls us out of the sleep of material consciousness. It pulls us out of the sleep of bodily consciousness, male consciousness, female consciousness. It pulls us out of the nationalism consciousness. I am Indian, I am American. Even we are not earth beings either. We are the eternal servants of Krishna, as confirmed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So now let us get back to our original position. Jivera Svarupa Hoy Krishnara Nityadas. So now I can ask if there's any questions. Actually, I have some questions from last night also left over. If you have any questions, you can pass, write them down and pass them forward. The first one I have here, is there a point in our sadhana bhakti when there is no more battling with the mind and no fear of falling down? Yes, when you become perfect, there is no fear of falling down. How do we mold ourselves so that we can absorb all the mercy to the maximum effect? By being very eager hearers. How do we surrender our aid or rid ourselves of the illusory energy? By giving up your embracing of it. Why did the Lord create the illusory energy? Because you wanted it. He gave it to you. You wanted to be God. But you are not God. So trying to pacify you, the Lord gave you the illusion that you are God. You say in your daily self-realization broadcast that Krishna does not make us depressed. Then why I get into self-guilt and anger and rage in my Krishna conscious path? Because you are forgetting Krishna. I've heard Anartha Nivritti is the most difficult stage. I've been trying to get rid of anger, but it is at times out of control, How not to react harshly. You have to see that everything that comes to you, everything that happens to you in all times, places, and circumstances is being orchestrated by Sri Krishna for your benefit. I chant 16 rounds. I read Srila Prabhupada's books. I hear your lectures. But I still don't understand why Krishna consciousness is science. I don't see anything scientific in it. Well, that means you don't understand what is science. Science means to know things as they are. And when you actually understand Krishna, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then you have perfect scientific knowledge. If knowledge is not scientific, it's not even knowledge, it's just mental speculation. Therefore, what they call science in the material world is actually not science, it's nescience. One may be shocked, how you can say that? I have a degree in science. But my dear sir, I guarantee you this. Let's say you have a degree in chemistry, okay? Now I am a master of the science of chemistry. Go back 10 years and look at the new textbooks for chemistry, and you will see the knowledge has changed. Knowledge that changes is not science. Knowledge that doesn't change, that is science. Therefore, because Krishna conscious knowledge has not changed from 5,000 years ago when Krishna spoke, it has not changed a bit. And even Krishna tells Arjuna, he says, now I am speaking to you this very ancient science. When Krishna spoke it, it was also an ancient science. This is the same knowledge given by Lord Brahma 355 trillion years ago at the beginning of the universe. Is it? Advaitamachitamanadimanantarupam Adyang Purana Purusham Navayo Vanamcha Vede Shudurla Mamadurla Vamatma Bhakto Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Vajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is inaccessible to the Vedas, but obtainable by pure unalloyed devotion of the soul, who is without a second, whose form is not subject to decay, who is without a beginning, whose form is endless, and who is the eternal Purusha. This is science, you see. This never changes. So when you want to become a true scientist, you must become devotee of Krishna. Otherwise, your so-called science, it will be completely changed 5 or 10 years from now. Okay. Thank you for such an enlightening class. You said that loving relationships is very important for us. When it comes to taking guidance and instructions from superiors, our false ego comes out. And we become fearful to take guidance again. So how to overcome this? Well, you have to find, you should take guidance from those persons who are more advanced than you in Krishna consciousness. Because by associating with advanced devotees, that's how you get faith. So you have to find out those devotees who are actually more advanced than you and just follow their instructions. That's it. I learned that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is giving, going to everyone. But we choose to accept it. That's why we are in Krishna consciousness. So the question is, why others are not accepting? Because they are unfortunate. Now you must create their good fortune by giving them a book, giving them prasadam, giving them your association, preaching to them. Now you must make them fortunate. That is the duty given to you by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Dare deka tarikaha Krishna upadesh mara gaya guru hoyu tare desh. Whomever you meet him, you make him fortunate by giving him Krishna. Why do devotees sometimes fall prey to material enjoyment? Why it happens, how it can be avoided? In spite of knowing that Krishna consciousness is the highest level of bliss, they may, that means they don't really know it. You know, you see. They haven't realized it. You may say, yes, Krishna consciousness is the highest bliss, then you go out and enjoy material sense gratification. That means you haven't realized it's the highest bliss. For a devotee to go after material sense gratification is like eating stool. If I gave you a plate of stew, would you like to eat it? Then why are you going for material sense gratification, rascal? So don't make some foolish mistake. You have to realize this is the highest pleasure. And don't go running after material sense enjoyment. Srila Prabhupada, Gurudev, and so many devotees are offering so much mercy, but often I feel not sheltered, but is lacking from my side. It's pouring rain, and you're wondering, why am I getting wet? I see so many people, they're dry. But I'm getting wet. It's because you're not standing under the shelter. You're getting wet because you're standing out in the open air. You're getting drenched with rain. If you want to be dry, you have to get under the shelter. So if you're not feeling shelter, that means you haven't taken shelter. If you want to feel shelter, then take shelter. What does it mean to take shelter? That means you put yourself under the order of the spiritual master. Now, my dear Guru Maharaj, I have no independence. I am simply your servant. You engage me however you like. That's how you get the shelter of the spiritual master. Not that I do whatever I want according to my sensual desires and I'm sheltered. No. Only by becoming fully obedient to your Guru Maharaj do you become sheltered. We are at the anartanivritti stage. No, we're not. We haven't gotten there yet. We're trying to get to anartanivritti. Here's the stages. The first stage is you have faith. All of you listening today, many of you have faith. Some may be hearing out of curiosity. But I'm sure many of you have faith. That's why you're hearing. And then after faith, the next stage is sadhu sangha, associate with devotees. By associating with devotees, then you learn to do what devotees do.
See?
You bow down in front of the deity. You watch at the tulsi tree. You chant japamala. You take diksha, initiation. In this way, that is called bhajana kriya. And then the next stage is called anartanivritti. That is the stage becomes fully attained when you're free from the anartas. We're in the bhajana kriya stage. Those who are initiated, you see, we're in the bhajana kriya stage trying to get to anartanivritti. We have so much contamination in our hearts. Lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, envy, fear. We have so much contamination. As long as you have these contaminations, you have not yet achieved anartanivritti. So we're striving to attain anartanivritti. You can't say that we've gotten it yet. Once you get that, once you completely get free of the anartas, then it's very easy after that. The struggle is over. You have to struggle like anything to achieve anartanivritti. And once you get it, it's just a downhill glide to prema. Okay, next one. What is akarma and naishkarma? I forget what naishkarma is. Akarma means devotional service. Does action in Krishna consciousness mean pure devotional service? Well, it can be. If you act in a mood of pure mood of wanting simply to please Krishna, that action is pure devotional service. Is something. I can't read that one. Okay. Skip it. I am chanting 16 rounds, but even though knowing that it's wrong, I am not able to follow the regulative principles. In spite of trying hard, I keep on failing. What is the hope for me? Let's say they're married, for example. And in marriage, sex is only for procreation. But sometimes they fall down and they have sex for recreation. So, what is the hope of such a devotee? They're chanting their rounds, but yet they're having recreational sex. Well, don't sleep in the husband and wife should have separate rooms. That's all. Don't sleep in the same room. That'll help a lot. That's the formal system. Prabhupada describes in Bengal, formerly the system was the ladies would live in the inner quarters and men would live in the outer quarters. The men and women wouldn't sleep in the same rooms at night. So if the husband and wife are falling down to illicit sex, they should at least sleep in different rooms and there's nothing, they won't fall down anymore. You have to intelligently arrange your life in such a way that you won't fall down. That's all. Use a little common sense. Maya is very strong, very difficult to give up. Please help us.
And
this reminds me, I was with Srila Prabhupada in New Vrindavan in 1972. And one hippie boy from Gainesville, Florida, he asked Prabhupada a question. He said, Srila Prabhupada, if our purpose is to be with Krishna, then why is Maya so strong? Prabhupada said, because your purpose is not strong. I am not able to see Krishna, though we say he is present in the name. I am chanting 16 rounds for 2 years. Is it because of my anarthas? Yes. How do I overcome? You have to take complete shelter of your spiritual master and take his orders, your life and soul. And if you don't have one, you need to get one. It is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam and Krishna book that King Udrasena had 10 quadrillion bodyguards. Yadukula had 3.88 crore tutors, and there were 9 lakh of palaces in Dwarka, which had an area of only 96 square miles. Why such apparently unacceptable statements have been made? These are not unacceptable statements. Your consciousness is unacceptable. God is has achinta shakti. He can put 1,000,000 palaces on the head of a pin. He can put 1,000,000 palaces on one needle. God is achinta shakti. He's not under your direction. Thank you very much for today's morning japa talk. Okay. May I know what case should be taken when chanting as far as time is concerned? You can chant slowly or you can chant rapidly. That there's no hard and fast rule. You just have to hear and chant every syllable. That's all. Srila Prabhupada gave us a japa period of 2 hours. That works out to 7.5 minutes per round. He also said that a round could be chanted in 5 minutes. Once you become practiced. So there's no hard and fast rule. It's simply you have to hear and chant each round with devotion, each syllable with devotion. Is it necessary to give material things to the family member to bring them to Krishna consciousness? No, just give them Krishna. They're already getting material things. You don't need to give them any. It's not that you can bribe them to make them devotees. If I buy you a new car, will you come to the temple? It's useless. I'll buy you a car so you can go to the temple. You don't need to bribe someone to make them Krishna conscious. Because Krishna is more valuable than any material thing you can give them. And just try to convince them that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That conviction is all they need. That conviction is all they need. I like to hear lectures, but I don't have any taste for reading Prabhupada's books. What to do? Why is it happening? You're too passionate. Need to become more sattvic. By rising early in the morning, taking your bath, attending Mangal Arati at the temple or having one at home. You develop by worshipping the Tulsi tree, by taking shelter of the bona fide spiritual master. These things will help you to come to the mode of goodness, in which you can read Prabhupada's books 24 hours a day, diving deeper and deeper and deeper into the nectar. I see some devotees like reading but not hearing. That means they're very proud. I am big pundit. I know the philosophy better than that joker up there who's giving the class. False ego, ahankar. So, one should hear the classes, one should read the books, and one should chant Hare Krishna. And this way your life will become perfect. Don't try to cheat this process, shortchange yourself, try to shortcut the process. Don't try to invent your own so-called method of becoming Krishna conscious. I guarantee you it will be a failure. Take this process as it is coming in disciplic succession. As the acharyas have given it, that's how you should take it. As Srila Prabhupada has given it, that is how you should take it. Don't get some, take some new concocted version of bhakti yoga. You take the process exactly as it is being given by His divine grace, Srila Prabhupada, and quickly you will realize Krishna. So I thank you very much for your kind attention. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.